Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
He often does. Michael O'Leary makes front page news this morning because of an interview he gave yesterday, I think on Sky News. The Irish Daily Mirror, Hall Out War, which is basically the news that Ryanair's Michael O'Leary warned the Middle East war could hit jet fuel supplies in the coming months. The situation with the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz very serious and will have implications if the war doesn't stop. That's the main story on the front of the Irish Times as well. There are growing fears that jet fuel supplies could be disrupted during the summer months if the war in Iran continues throughout April. These concerns were raised by Ryanair's Michael O'Leary, also by senior government figures and indeed the head of the International Energy Agency, warning as well that our summer travel plans could be hit. The Irish Examiner then, flights at risk if war goes on, says O'Leary. Much of the same story. The travel plans of thousands of holidaymakers could be thrown into doubt within weeks if the war in Iran is not brought to an end, it has been claimed. Michael O'Leary says there could be flight disruptions as early as May due to fuel prices. I was going to say, well, you can always stay in Ireland and do a staycation, but sure, you probably won't be able to afford the fuel to drive around the country either. So just stay at home, basically. Elsewhere on the front of the Examiner, Ireland is the only English-speaking country without a text messaging scam filter. This is according to Comreg, which leaves us more exposed to scam texts than other English language countries. Comreg has established that the harm to Ireland's economy arising from scams was about €300 million a year. Over 1,000 people are defrauded of money every single day. It's quite frightening, but we don't have this text scam filter to stop the messages coming in. Now, I would have to say, I used to get bombarded every day with calls and texts, and they aren't happening anymore. Maybe that's just my experience, but I can't tell you the last time I had a scam text. And before this, certainly before Christmas, it felt like it was every day, but apparently it's still an issue in this country. Irish Sun has an interview with the mother of Grace Lynch, who died in that scrambler incident. And she says that Grace's Law will save so many lives. And Grace's Law comes into force tomorrow, making it illegal to ride scramblers in public. And there's a photograph of Siobhan and Martin Lynch, the parents of Grace, with a picture of Grace. They're holding up her photograph and saying that this law will save so many lives. And just unfortunately couldn't save their own daughter's life. Irish Independent, up to 19,000 properties to be caught in derelict tax net. So these are 19,000 derelict properties that could be hit with a new 7% tax being introduced next year, ministers have been told. And they're very serious about this because they're giving revenue the power to collect the self-assessed derelict property tax. The idea is that you'd stop people hoarding derelict properties if you bring in this tax. Concerns have been raised that the councils weren't really able to collect the derelict sites levy. The councils will say they didn't have the staff and they found it hard to find the owners of the derelict properties, but now revenue is going to step in and take over. Now, 7 a.m. this morning, we have the Easter Road Safety Campaign. The Irish Independent tells us only 6 counties have had no fatal road traffic incidents this year. Road deaths are now more than 5% higher than for the same period last year. 41 people killed in accidents over the first quarter of the year, 38 the same time last year. And there are fears that this year we could be on course to have one of the deadliest years on Irish roads. Only Carlow, Kilkenny, Leitrim, Offaly, Wexford and Roscommon have not had any road deaths this year. Every other county has. So a reminder to be safe on the roads, particularly over the bank holiday weekend. And I found it very interesting there. I think people assume checkpoints are done early morning But actually, the most dangerous time to be on the roads over a bank holiday weekend is between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. So just be aware of that if you're travelling over the weekend. Now, it's quite interesting in the Mail, for a country that banned contraception for so long, now we're spending a lot of money on it, because the Mail tells us that the HSE is going to spend €750,000 on condoms and lube, and they're going to brand the condoms and lube as part of a bid to reduce unplanned pregnancies and STIs. Essentially, the HSE has a tender out for a €750,000 contract to supply and distribute 1.4 million condoms and 900,000 lube sachets each year for the next 3 years. And they might even extend that for another 2 years as well. And the products will have the HSE logo, because nothing will get people in the mood like seeing the HSE logo on a condom, and the address of a website providing sexual health information, also for gay and bisexual men and other men who have sex with men and the trans community. So a lot of money being spent and invested on this. Read more about that in the Mail. We were telling you yesterday that Donald Trump was having his face carved in Mount Rushmore. That was an April Fool's, in case you didn't know. However, this isn't an April Fool's today. The Indo tells us that Donald Trump is going to install two giant golden statues of himself in his presidential library in Miami. So basically, his plan is that he's going to have a soaring glass tower in his library with an illuminated American flag and the word Trump at the top. Also, the building is going to include a hotel, obviously a Trump hotel, and he's going to have a 747 Air Force One in the lobby of the library. Construction starts when his office, Terminal Office, ends in 2029. This will be the Donald J. Trump Presidential Library Foundation. Now, I've been in the Kennedy Library in Boston, and safe to say it doesn't look like this. But you are allowed to do what you want. It is your library, I suppose. A couple of final stories for you. One comes from the Times of London. Just incredible pictures of Japanese fans. So Japan were playing England in Wembley a couple of days ago, and there's pictures have emerged of the Japanese fans after they won the game, armed with blue bin bags, staying behind to pack away every single piece of litter before they headed home. And now they've gone viral. Someone tweeted to say, "Coming to our country, beating us up and cleaning for us. Damn, that's some sort of respect. Thank you, Japan." The team also flat out cleaning as well, because the team have impeccable manners too. When the stands were cleared up, the footballers left their dressing room in pristine condition, and they even put origami swans on the central stall in the locker room as a thank you as well. Just incredible, the Japanese culture, and to see that in action. And finally, apologies if you're having your breakfast, but we have the top places that people don't want to go to the toilet revealed in The Eye today. Apparently 8 out of 10 people only ever use the bathroom at home, many saying they'd rather hold in for hours or even days than use a public toilet. The number one place where people will refuse to go to the bathroom is on a train, followed by an aeroplane, a lot of public transport here, then a railway station, a shopping centre, a pub, a restaurant, toilets at work, a best friend's house, or the bathroom at the gym. They're the top 10 places where people refuse to do a number two.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.